We're doing Gemara Brachos, we're up to Chaf Gimel, Amar Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. We have a brisa that was validated in the Academy of Rav Chiya and Rav Shaya Nitzach, and Kavam Elit Palel. Someone needs to go to the bathroom, he shouldn't daven. Go to the bathroom and then daven. Vimit Palel Tvilato Teva. And if he did daven, then the davening is considered a disgrace, disgusting. It's as though God doesn't like it. So even if a person could contain himself for 72 minutes, the fact that he could go to the bathroom means that he should go to the bathroom, even at the expense of tefillah b'tzibur. What about at the expense of zman tefillah? So that not. Meaning if the 4 hours are going to pass, so then we say, if you could hold yourself back for 72 minutes, so then daven now, and then right after daven, and go to the bathroom. You don't have to wait the 72 minutes. It just has to be that you don't need to go that badly. If you couldn't wait even 72 minutes, then you couldn't daven. What's there to explain? Both. Yeah. Well, if you don't think you have to go, you don't go. You could, what people generally do, as we'll see later on in the Gemara, it says Abaye did, is they try to go to the bathroom because you never know. Sometimes you don't think and you do, and sometimes you think you do and you don't. No, if it's you have tefillah b'tzibur coming up and you don't think you have to go, so don't go. But if you have the time, so then if a person could, he should go beforehand. So it depends on the level of the suffix. Meaning, if you think there's a good chance that you could, so you should. If you're not sure that you really could, so then you don't have to. Because it's a machlokas rishonim, whether in a situation where if you could go, that outweighs tefillah b'tzibur. So generally, we go with that. We say that even if you only could go, that overrules tefillah b'tzibur. But if it's a situation of a suffix, if you could go, so then I don't think you have to forgo tefillah b'tzibur for that. Then you still should go, yeah. All things created equal. Sometimes the spiritual impact of missing tefillah b'tzibur is so weighty that it's not worth it. And sometimes it'll ruin your whole day. It shouldn't, but it does. Sometimes you won't be able to focus on your davening and you'll be... sometimes it could really... there are other things to calculate. And then you'd say, okay, so I'm going with the Rishonim. Let's say that you... this is more lechatchila. Fine, it's also okay. It depends, All things being equal, so then we say, better go to the bathroom, even if it's going to be at the expense of tefillah b'tzibur. But sometimes not all things are equal. Sometimes you're the madrich, and if they'll see you missing tefillah b'tzibur, then maybe they won't either take tefillah b'tzibur seriously. That's also something to think about. Whatever, I don't know, there are other calculations in life. But if all things are equal, then that's the rule. Amar Rav Zvid v'item Rav Yehuda lo shanu ela sheino yechol la'ashot me'atzmo. What we just said, he says, is only if you couldn't contain yourself. But if you could contain yourself, then b'di'eved, the tefillah is kosher. But kama, how long would one have to be able to contain himself for the tefillah to be kosher? Amar Rav Sheshat ad parsa. The amount of time it would take you to walk 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. Others say it was literally in the Braisa, not a statement of Amoraim, but it was in the Braisa itself. That the Braisa itself says, when do I say that the tefillah is disqualified when you wouldn't be able to contain yourself? But if you could, then the prayer is okay. How long would you have to contain yourself? Rav Zvid says, till the distance of a parsa, 72 minutes. Okay.